I'm sitting here having a conversation, and I got to get this on this radio podcast. I'm going to talk to you about depression. And I've been able to get a revelation that I hope empowers you to help someone else who's dealing with depression, or to help yourself to identify and to deal with and come out of depression. And I said, depression is twofold. Depression is one, when you discover that you have been living a lie, you get depressed. That's when every last one of us, that's when we get depressed. It's when the day that we discover that we have been living a lie, we get depressed. Now, the second part is the reason why we stay depressed. The reason why we stay depressed as human beings is because we lack the ability to accept the truth of our situation. We lack the ability to accept the truth of our situation. And I'm going to give you a perfect example, because this is going to bless somebody to come out of depression. Say you have a wonderful young woman who's wants to get married. She goes to school, gets her master's degree, gets her doctor's degree. She has a great salary, $180,000 a year. She looks good. She's healthy. Her body looks nice. And she wants to get married. So she gets into a relationship. The first relationship lasts 12 years, but they never got married. And eventually, he wanted to be with somebody else. So that hurt her very deeply, because she thought he was the one. But then what does she do? She finds another nice young man, and she dates him for 10 years. And he doesn't want to marry her. After that breakup, that second one, 22 years of her life invested in two men that she chose to be with, and neither one of them wanted to marry her. She finds out at that time that her whole life has been a lie. Because she thought something was supposed to work a certain way, and she really believed that it was supposed to work that way all of her life. She is depressed. Now, in that young lady, it's going to come out as depression. It's going to come out as anxiety, anger, insecurity, because she's fearful now. She's 47 years old, still single, probably can't even have a child, can't have a baby now. She's looking back on her life and saying, I've been living a lie. Now here comes the crucial moment of why she stays depressed. I've been living a lie, but I cannot accept the truth of where I'm at. I'm 47 years old. I'm headed towards menopause. I'm not married. I got gray hair. I got health problems. And she goes, God, are you going to let my life end like this? This is not the way I envisioned my life. And so she stays depressed because she just cannot believe or accept the truth that from the perspective that she's looking through, she says, I failed. I'm alive, but I failed. I'm looking at everybody else, got husbands and families and children. I don't have children. I don't have a husband. This woman is hurt. And because if she cannot accept the truth of her present state and her feelings, she's going to stay depressed for the rest of her life. Another example would be a woman that was married for 24 years, and all of a sudden, a husband comes home one day after she don't gave him three kids, and he says, I don't love you anymore, and I want a divorce. That, I'm telling you, that woman will never bounce back. I know all things are possible with God, but I just like to be real. After 24 years of being married to that man and gave him three kids, he just came home one day and said she depressed. Because why? Now she realizes my whole life has been a lie. And I cannot accept the truth that my husband of 24 years just came home and divorced me. And so they've been divorced for 6 years. Don't you know that woman's still depressed? She can barely get out of bed. She can barely eat. She's losing weight. She tries to date but can't date because her heart and her mind is with the lie that she was living. So my whole point of this message is to talk to you about depression for what it is. I'm talking to you about what depression is for what it is. Depression is when you finally come to the point and you realize that your whole life has been a lie, or some portion of your life has been a lie that you've invested a lot of time and emotions and feelings into, only for it all to be thrown back in your face. And we stay depressed because we cannot accept the truth that some part of our life has just been catastrophic and worked against us. And so let us hit a whole sum of the matter, life coach. If you don't be honest with yourself about what's really going on with you, you set yourself up for depression. You got to be honest, real, genuine, authentic, and caring about what your reality is so that you don't get yourself in a depression. Because let's keep it real, depression leads to suicide. So if you don't deal with that depression while it's in an acute state, I mean temporary state, and it becomes chronic, there's a good chance you're going to kill yourself. And everybody's going to talk about how nice and sweet you were. So don't play with depression. Depression is a gateway to suicide. And I know the Lord had me record this message for somebody who's listening. The enemy's attacking you in your mind, and the enemy's messing with you. And I'm recording this as I'm actually driving, because somebody needs this message. Play it again. Life Coach.